Om Shanti, everyone. So this morning, to take us through to the next 2 hours, I have invited Brother Tony, who's currently based in Pakistan, in Karachi, to take us through a creative meditation process. It's something that he uses in Karachi with souls, and so it's partly our own personal experience, but partly also we can learn a new approach for helping new souls as well. So it's going to be done with short meditation exercises, and to take us from the basic to go really deep. So let's enjoy, Brother Tony.
Om Shanti, good morning. So as Pradeepa mentioned, I've been in Karachi for the last 7-8 years, really. And the environment there is a little different. I took Gyan at Global House in UK, but went to a totally different culture, totally different environment. And traditionally when we share meditation, we are a little Gyan-centric, you know, we lead with the course, we lead with knowledge and information. And it really wasn't working over there. They have lots of knowledge, lots of education. They believe the Quran to be the direct word of God. And it's an atmosphere where we couldn't advertise. We couldn't advertise because there were some extreme elements that we thought may come in. So we had to rely on word of mouth. And we weren't really getting anywhere fast. And through inspiration, through learning from other members of the family, the idea was that how do we take people into an experience? I don't know about you, but when I started my Raj Yoga 24 years ago, I was told to take myself into the awareness of being soul and then remember God, and then you spend the next 10 years of your life figuring out what that really means. So there was never really a progressive journey. You kind of have to figure that out yourself. That was my experience, maybe different for you. So we wanted to take people, trying to take students into the soul-God connection as fast as possible and as deep as possible. So after all these years, to cut a long story short, we have a program that we call a meditation laboratory. It's a 4-day program, back to back, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 3 hours every day. And we now have a waiting list, and the people that come through that then are joined what we call an advanced med lab, basic med lab, advanced med lab. The way the med lab is structured, the 3 hours, is that you have an hour and a half background where you have PowerPoints, we have visuals. And the next hour or so, we have small, what we call micro meditations. Because let us understand, the buddhi is a muscle. The buddhi is a muscle. It requires exercise. Yoga requires nourishment, gyan. It works exactly like a muscle. So the idea behind it was that we had to capacity build this muscle. We had to capacity build this muscle. Firstly, over 4 days, so people can really connect or tune into a glimpse of what is a soul-God connection. I feel the way we are at the center, the way if everyone that comes in, the minimum, the absolute minimum they must walk away with is a soul-God connection. Whether they become BKs or not is not important. They must, what's the message? Consider yourself to be a soul and remember me. That's the message. So what's happened over the last few years, we didn't do any stress management, no positive thinking, no anger management. We've dropped everything. And we are a meditation center. And we back ourselves up. We teach meditations. After all, we are supposed to be the experts of meditation, right? We are supposed to be the experts of meditation. So the idea was, let's teach meditation. Let's really teach meditation. So as I said, the audience was a Muslim audience, is a Muslim audience largely. So you have to be a little bit careful on the words that you use, but it's exactly the same. You know, experience is experience. So I'm going to today take you through that journey. Now, you're all my peers, you're all my family, and it seems a little strange for me to take you through the journey, but I think you'll find it useful. We're going to start off really basic, really basic. So I'm going to be speaking to an audience who know nothing about meditation. Is that okay? Will you play along with me? Would you indulge me? And there'll be some things that are unconventional. I hope that's okay. Just go with the journey. Let's see where this goes. And it will get progressively deeper and deeper and deeper and quite subtle in some places. Is that okay? During the 4 days, we have about 20-odd micro-meditations. I'm not sure how many we'll be able to fit in today. I'm hoping we can do the whole hog. If we can't, maybe we go a little bit, see how you feel about it. If you want to, if we're really into it, then maybe we can extend it a little bit so we finish the process off. Is that okay? Yeah? Now, is there anyone in this group that has not done Raja Yoga meditation? Is there anyone new here at all who's just visiting and who's very new to Raja Yoga meditation? Okay, so experienced campaigners here. Okay. All right, so let us begin. So as I said, I'm going to start right now, and I'm going to pretend that I'm speaking to a totally novice group. Is that okay? A totally novice group. So bear in mind that we have just finished our session where there are videos and PowerPoints, so now we're going to begin the meditation part of it. Okay? You will also hear me use words that are non-conventional. I will not be using the word Baba. I will not be using the word Om Shanti. Okay? So let's see where this goes. So when we start the meditation, one of the things that we laid some rules down. There are some rules to meditation. And the four rules we give people. Rule number one is that your mind has been racing like a wild horse your whole life. And there is absolutely no way it's going to obey your order. It's going to wander around. And that's okay. Be okay with it wandering. Don't get irritated. Irritation creates heaviness. Bring it back. It goes, bring it back. Give yourself the freedom to be okay with the mind wandering. Bring it back. Rule number two, if you're trying too hard, you're not trying hard enough. It's very subtle here, meaning that when we take people through a process, often people are really trying really hard to create that visual. And the analogy I give you is like flying a kite. If you're going to hold the kite string tight, the kite is not going to fly. We hold it loosely. It's not about really trying to create that visual. It's trying to step into the experience. Some of you may be visual people. Some of you may be more feeling-based people. And if you're visual people, because the meditation is geared towards the visual, it's great. And if you're not, I want you to flow with the meditation, but get a sense of what's going on. Often when I speak to people who are very heart-based people, they speak at getting a sense of this. So stay with your intuitive side, okay? Stay with that sense of making, you know, feeling sensing your way through the meditation. That's the best way I can describe it, because some people are just not visual. And the last part is we'd have a bit of fun. It's not serious stuff. Okay? It's not serious stuff. So, let us begin, and we're going to start just with a very basic relaxation exercise. Okay? So I want you please to start, I want you to focus on your breath. And I want you to breathe. But as you focus on your breath, I want you to make it rhythmical breathing. So rhythmical breathing may be breathe in to the count of three, hold to the count of three, release to the count of three, or count of four, or count of five. So I want you all to focus on rhythmical breathing. Bring a complete awareness to your breath. And it's important you hold your rhythm. You may feel the mind now slowing down. So carry on. But here's what we're going to do now. The same rhythmical breathing, but I want you to breathe now from your heart, not your diaphragm, not your stomach. We call this heart-centered breathing, as if your heart is the epicenter of your breath system. So breathe from your heart, the same rhythmical breath. You please to emerge someone in your life right now, someone who you feel gratitude for, could be a person, could be a situation, it could be God. But I want your heart to open to the experience of gratitude. If you want, you can put your hand over your heart space if that helps. So emerge the feeling of gratitude for this person. It could be a situation in your life right now, or even God. Now I want you please to let go of this image of this person and this feeling of gratitude. I want you to sink into this feeling. I want you to sink into this feeling of gratitude. Hold this experience for a few moments. you feel your heart space just opening up, just expanding a little. Thank you. Please bring your awareness back to body, back to room. Thank you. And open your eyes. So we're just now settling into the meditation. Mind is still. Heart is a little open. So I've used the word consciousness quite a bit, so I'm speaking to new students. I've used the word consciousness quite a bit. So in this next exercise, let us begin. I want you to take your consciousness into your bedroom. So you don't see yourself physically in your bedroom. The camera, the observer, the seer goes into the bedroom and you're observing the furniture, the bed. I want you now, please, to go to the bathroom. It's a bathroom that you use every day. And in this bathroom you see a mirror. I want you to stand in front of the mirror. You see your reflection in this mirror. It's the same reflection that you see every day. And don't try too hard. It's not a matter of having a really strong, crystal clear image. But you have a sense, you can see somewhat of a reflection. Now here's what I want you to do now. I want you to wash your face. So what do? We apply soap or cleanser into your hands. I want you to spread that over your face. And as you do, I want you to feel the lather against your face. Feel your hands rubbing your face. Now wash off the lather with water. So you splash your face with water. And I want you to feel the coolness of the water on your face. Now there's a towel nearby. I want you to dry your face, pat your face. You almost feel a sense of freshness. Once again, now you look into the mirror. And you just may see an image a little bit more clearer. Bring your awareness back to body, back to room. Thank you. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes, please. Okay. Now, during the normal meditation laboratory process, we have no more than 6 people. We don't work with 40 or 50. So generally, I ask people during every meditation, how was it? So you can help people tailor their meditation. But because I'm with a group of experts here, I won't, don't need to go through that. Okay. Next meditation. I want you, please, now to go in front of the same mirror that you use every day. The same mirror. And you see your reflection in the mirror. But this time, this is a magical mirror. It's a magical mirror. On the side of the mirror, there are 2 buttons. There are 2 buttons, one on top of each other. As you see your reflection in the mirror, you see a little sparkling star in the center of the forehead in the mirror. Now you reach for the top button, and I want you to slowly rotate the top button to your right. And as you do, the star gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Really exaggerate the star so it's like covering your whole face. It's really big. Rotate the button the other way. And the star gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And smaller. Till it gets really small. Now the bottom button. I want you please to rotate the bottom button to your right. And as you do, the body slowly begins to fade out. So you rotate the bottom button, and slowly, slowly, the body is fading. Slowly, 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 until the whole body has disappeared, and all you see in the mirror is a sparkling star. Now don't try too hard. Be quite relaxed and easy with this exercise. Turn the bottom button the other way now. And slowly, very slowly, the body begins to reform around the star. Slowly, slowly, body reforming, until I, the sparkling star, have a body around me. Gently, gently, please bring your awareness back to body, back to room. Thank you. at this point, I'm going to ask you to do something that you generally don't do in your meditation. But bearing in mind, I'm talking to a group of absolute beginners. Okay? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to put your hand on your heart. And I want your heart to feel gratitude for what you just experienced. It's almost as if the heart is instructing the mind, this is working, this is working. So the mind is creating a program called meditation, and this experience is instructing the mind, instructing the brain that it's working. And just smile. Just gently smile. Your body is informing the brain that this experience was a positive experience. Thank you. Relax your hand. Okay. Next meditation. Are we all okay so far? Yeah? All right. If you need to stretch at any time, please, 2 hours is going to be some time. Just take care of yourself, okay? If you need to stretch your back or get up, no problem. Okay, so in this next meditation, let me guide you what we're going to do. I want you please to take your consciousness outside. Actually, let me guide you. It'll be easier. So I want you please to take your consciousness outside. And I want you to imagine that it's nighttime. You're standing outside. You're fully present. You're aware of your physical costume. And it's a night sky. And there are no stars, but one star only in the night sky. Now I want you all please to physically lift your right hand. I want you to point your hand physically. So lift your hand please. I want you to point your hand towards a star. And by magic, this star falls on your finger. I want you to slowly bring your finger towards your forehead. And as you touch the center of your forehead, I want you to gently tap the center of your forehead, the soul center, 3 times. Gently. 1, 2, 3. The little star is now fixed on the center of your forehead. Relax your hand, please. Now, when you hear a clicking noise from me, I want you to experience this star to pulsate, to beat. So when you hear a clicking noise from me, stay in this experience. Hold this experience. gently. I bring my awareness back to body, to room. Thank you. So we're slowly getting into soul consciousness now, slowly guiding the participant into soul consciousness. Are we all okay? Yeah? Alright. Next meditation. So let me explain to you what we do in this meditation. In the first meditation, when I ask you to take your consciousness to your bedroom, here's what I want you to do. You didn't physically go into your bedroom. The camera, the observer, the seer was there. Here's what I want you to do in this meditation. I want you to bring your consciousness up above so you are looking down on your body. The camera, the observer, the consciousness, the awareness is looking down at the body. Is looking down at the body. Does that make sense? Yeah? Okay. Let us try now. So I want you to please to bring your consciousness, the observer, above the body. So you're looking down at the body. You're looking down at the crown of the head. Very gently. Don't try too hard. Be very light with this exercise. Either consciousness. Slowly, very slowly, moves towards the crown of the head. And gently enters the body. Enters the body. And as I enter the body, it is as if I'm floating and the head space is around me. So the head space is around me. The body is around me. Just become lightly aware of the head space. Lightly aware of the body. Gently, please, bring your awareness back to body, back to room. Thank you. When you're ready, please open your eyes. So again, we're slowly going into soul awareness. Slowly we're going into soul awareness. Next meditation. Is everyone okay? No one sleeping? We're good to go? Is anyone tired? If they are, you can just stand up, rotate your shoulders. rub your face. If you want to go for some fresh air, please do so. All right, have some water if you need to. Try and keep your alertness present. You're doing really good. Okay, next meditation. So now I bring my awareness to the center of the forehead. Either consciousness, a subtle being, the energy, aware of my head space around me, aware of the brain that's around me. I'm also aware of the body that's around me. Just very lightly aware of the lungs and the heart. So it's as if either consciousness, either soul can see what's going on inside the body, but also through the eyes and through awareness, I can see what's going on outside the body. Consciousness, aware of the brain around me, aware of the head space around me, and aware of the body around me. Please bring your awareness back to body, back to room. Thank you. Slowly now we're now deepening soul consciousness. Deepening soul consciousness. Everyone okay? Anyone not okay? Yeah? Is everyone good? Making sense what we're doing? Yeah? Alright. Now it gets fun. Slowly now we're deepening now. Slowly we're deepening now. Okay. So I bring my awareness to the center of the forehead. I, the soul, the consciousness, the energy, aware of the head space around me, aware of the brain that's around me, aware of the body that's around me. Just very lightly aware. I don't need to go into any huge graphic detail. Now very gently, white light expands from either soul. This gentle hue of light expands from either soul, and it expands into the brain. Slowly energizing, healing all the parts of the brain. the light expands into my head space. It flows into my eyes, my ears, my nose, my mouth. My whole head space is vibrating in light. I direct this light down my neck. It flows down my back, my shoulders. I can feel it like a wave. I can feel it slowly flowing down my back. It flows down my shoulders, flows down my chest. I can feel the light saturating my body, light flowing through slowly every cell of the body. This light flows down my arms, slowly, from my upper arm, down to my hands, the light flows from my stomach. If there's any tightness in my stomach, I feel loosening taking place. The light is loosening any tightness in my stomach. The light flows down my legs. You may feel a little tingling sensation as the light flows through the legs. The whole body is vibrating in light. I breathe light into the lungs. I breathe in. And I breathe light out. Letting go of any tension that I may be holding in the lungs in my body. Breathing light in. Light out. I just allow a gentle rhythm to build up, breathing light in and out. Whole body vibrating in light. I, the soul, the energy, the consciousness. Aware of a body of light around me. Gently, gently, I bring my awareness back to room, to body. Thank you. One practice I will say is as you come back into body, just take your time. It's not a cue that, you know, you don't become alert. Just ease on into body. Okay. You okay? Two more micro meditations before we officially finish day one. of our 4-day process. Are you guys okay? Yeah? Enjoying it? Not feeling too tired, I hope? Okay. Now, I feel the next part of our meditation is important because we want to fill this light with the experience of peace. However, so often in our meditation, we use words like experience peace. Now, you need to tap people into the experience of peace. It's not so easy just to go into peace. So in this next step, we're just going to give you a reference point for peace. So here's what I want you to do before we begin the meditation. I want you to emerge a place in your mind that you have visited yourself. A place of greenery. Greenery in nature. A place that may be very sacred to you. If you've visited many places, pick one place. Could be your back garden, where there's greenery, or could be somewhere that you visited in another country or in your own country. I want you to pick a place in nature where there's lots of greenery. Everyone have this place? Okay, let us begin the meditation. So I want you please to take your consciousness, your awareness, step into this place in nature, this place of greenery. And you find yourself walking barefoot on very soft grass. You can feel the softness of the grass under your feet. You hear the birds singing in the background. And you feel the wind very lightly brushing your face. Everything feels so slow. Slow still. You connect with trees that are around you. Flowers that are around you. And as you connect with nature, it's as if you tune into the rhythm of nature. You become one with nature. Nature feels still. Feels calm. Turn inwards. Your body feels still. Feels calm. Feels at ease. Feels peaceful. It's very soft, gentle, relaxed sensation within the body. Just hold on to this feeling of peace within your body for a few moments. Mind is still. Body is still. Mind feels peaceful. Body feels peaceful. holding on to this feeling, holding on to this feeling, gently. Bring your awareness back to body, back to room. Thank you. So this body is a barometer, right? It holds that experience of peace. You can hold it, you can feel it, this experience. Okay, final meditation for this section. You all okay? Yeah? Okay. Let's make this special. So I bring my awareness to the center of the forehead. I have the soul, the energy, consciousness, aware of my brain around me, aware of my headspace around me, aware of the body around me. Very gently, white light expands from either soul, but the light is filled with a vibration of peace. Expands into my brain, healing. Massaging the brain. The light expands into my headspace, flowing into my eyes, my ears, my nose, my mouth. This peaceful energy flows down my back, I want you to feel this energy flowing down your back, like a wave, like a ripple, gently flowing down your back, the vibration of peace flows down your chest, filling every cell with light and peace. Flowing through your arms. Into your fingers. This energy of light and peace flows down the stomach. Stomach relaxes. Just feel it relax, relax. The light flows down the legs. Energy of peace flowing through my legs. The whole body is vibrating in light. Vibrating in peace. Pay attention to this vibration. It's a very subtle vibration. Now very gently, this light and this energy of peace expands beyond my body. It expands beyond my body. And it expands into the room as I share my light with all my brothers and sisters in the room. And as I share my light, all our light merges into one light. It's as if all the bodies around me have disappeared into light. But I, the soul, am aware of my body of light, vibrating in peace. And it feels beautiful. I can almost feel my subtle body of light gently vibrating. Let me hold this experience for a few moments. Gently, gently, I bring my awareness back to body, to room. Thank you. After that, you can have a tall stretch. Just relax the body. Stretch up. Walk around if you need to. Just stretch your back, stretch your shoulders. Get a bit of movement going. Was that useful? Yeah? Yeah? Now that's first of four stages. So just stretch for just a couple of minutes. Just, I want you to feel really comfortable. It's easy for the back to become stiff. So, you know, generally in your meditations, just look after your back and look after your posture a little bit, please. We okay? Yeah? So the first, so I'll let you know, you can still stand, I'll let you know where we're about to start. So the first, these set of this first exercise, the first series of exercises, was to take the participant into gently into the experience of soul consciousness. You know? And awareness. You would have noticed that I've not used the word a point of light or a dot. It doesn't make sense. Become a point of light. How do you become a point of light? We use the word point because it means very subtle. You know, the human mind cannot fathom anything more subtle. So often we tend to find that, you know, that subtle consciousness. People can connect very well with that. And then later on, yes, we can expand into light and things. But initially, we just want people just to gradually ease into soul awareness. Is anyone really, really tired? You okay? Round two, ready to go? Ready to go? Yeah? Pratibha Bhan, what do you reckon? They okay? Yeah? Okay? If at any time you feel really tired, you want to just put your hand up and just go. So I just, you know, I can either stop when I see your hand goes up. I can stop for a while. And just, I want you just to relax. And so you're aware of what we're doing. So the first day, this last set of exercises, were to do with soul consciousness. Now I'm going to take people into bodilessness. So soul awareness, gently into bodilessness. Okay? Should we go? Ready to go? One of the things that we do, just to let you know in case you may want to, I'm hoping that this may inspire you to do some of your own experimentation. So the last exercise that we do, the people, participants, the drill is 15 times they have to, between the next session, and they all text us at 5 o'clock when they've completed the exercise. And if they don't text, we don't invite them back. I'll tell you why. In Pakistan, anything that's free, people don't give any importance to. So we have to really raise the value of what we do. So the idea is, if you're coming here to this session, you know, this is really important. So we give it a lot of worth, they give it worth. And sometimes the occasional person drops out, and that's fine. But it just, here's what it does. If they know they've got to do it 15 times, they'll be aware. But if you don't do that, we used to find people said, oh, I did it 3 times or 4 times. And, you know, we want them to hold the momentum for the next session. And we found that since we were doing that, generally the whole meditations were better and stronger for them. So I know it seems a little hard, but that's what we do, and it works for us. Okay. Ready to go? Yeah? Okay. So I want you please to imagine you're standing outside in an open space. And I want you to imagine that you're holding a balloon and a balloon is attached to a string. So you're holding the string in your hand and you can physically do it or you can do it in your mind, whatever works for you. And I want you to pull the string. And as you do, you can feel the balloon bubbling at the other end. Let go of the string. And as you let go of the string, you see the balloon floating higher and higher. And higher. And higher, and higher, and higher, until it becomes like a little dot, and disappears. Please bring your awareness back into body, back into room. Thank you. Simple enough. Okay. So, in the first set of meditations, you would have heard me say, take your consciousness into your bedroom. You didn't physically go into your bedroom. The camera, the observer, the seer was in the bedroom. Then again, bring your consciousness over the body. So in this next exercise, we're going to do exactly the same. We're going to let go of the balloon. But as we do, please keep your consciousness with the balloon. So it's not that you're floating up with the balloon. It's like television. When you see a hot air balloon rising, you don't see the cameraman with the camera rising with the balloon, right? You just see the balloon. Make sense? Yeah? So consciousness is going to stay with the balloon. Not, you won't be floating. The physical body will not be floating. The observer, the consciousness. I know I'm repeating this. It really helps so people all the participants really know what they need to do, because sometimes people get a little confused. Make sense? Okay. So again, please go into this open space. You're physically there, you're holding the balloon. You're pulling the string, you can feel the balloon bubbling at the other end. Let go of the string. And as I let go of the string, the balloon floats upwards. But this time, either consciousness, the awareness, stays with the balloon. The balloon floating higher and higher. Either consciousness, the awareness, staying with the balloon. The houses, the trees down below, getting smaller and smaller. The balloon floating higher and higher. Higher and higher. It floats through fluffy white clouds, going higher and higher, until it comes out of the physical world and stops. Either consciousness remain with the balloon. I can see the globe, the world below me. I leave the balloon exactly where it is. And either consciousness gently come back down through the clouds, coming back into the world, back into body. Back into room. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, next meditation. Have you seen those films, those Arabian Night films with flying carpets? Yeah? We've all seen those flying carpet films, right? Okay. Here's what's going to happen. Now you'll see exactly why we're doing this. You may wonder what's going on over here, but it'll become very apparent to you why we are doing this in two meditations time. So I, the soul, the consciousness, the subtle being, in the center of the forehead, aware of the body around me. And the center of the forehead, I become aware of a miniature flying carpet. As I said, don't try too hard with this. Just relax. So either consciousness, get onto this flying carpet, and by magic, this carpet floats out of the body, floating higher and higher. So either consciousness am on the carpet, not my physical body, not my physical body. And with one thought, the carpet flies. It goes to the snow-capped mountains of the Himalayas. Flying through valleys of snow, one thought. I fly under a beautiful tropical waterfall. Water all around. With one thought, I fly over the Amazon jungle. Trees as far as I can see, but I'm hovering above all the trees. With one thought, I fly to the savannas of Africa. And as the animals gallop at fast speed, effortlessly, I keep up with the animals, as if I've tuned into the rhythm of nature. With one thought, I fly to the great pyramids of Egypt. These grand pyramids below me. Sand all around. With one thought, I fly into the clouds. Clouds all around. It's like I'm playing in the clouds. Gently, gently, I fly back with the carpet. I, the consciousness, fly back into the body. Carpet disappears. Come back to the awareness of body and room. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, is that okay? Now we're going to do exactly the same, but something very subtle, and I'll explain to you afterwards what the subtlety is. Okay? So far, so good? Alright? Same exercise now. So once again, I, the soul, aware of the body around me and the headspace around me, step onto a little miniature flying carpet in the center of the forehead. And again, by magic, this carpet lifts out of the body, floating higher and higher. The houses, the trees getting smaller and smaller. And the carpet stops. And I, the consciousness, feel very safe and secure on the carpet. Now very gently, I, the soul, I, the consciousness, just float upwards about 3 feet off the carpet. And I come back to the safety and security of the carpet. Again, I float upwards again, but a little higher this time. A little higher. Wow. I can actually float without the carpet. But I come back again to the safety and security of the carpet. I realize I don't really need the carpet or anything physical. So again, this time I float slightly off the carpet. And I find that the current of air is holding me. I'm floating so naturally. And again, I get back onto the safety and security of the carpet. Again, I leave the carpet. Go a little further away this time. And I realize I don't really need the carpet. I feel free, I feel safe. And for the last time I get back onto the carpet. Again, now I leave and I fly. I leave the carpet and I, the soul, I, the consciousness, fly. With one thought I go to the Himalayas, flying through the valleys of snow. With one thought I fly to a beautiful tropical waterfall. Water all around me. Ah. With one thought I fly to the Amazon jungle, but this time I go inside the jungle and I find that I can maneuver in and out of the trees so effortlessly, so easily. With one thought I fly to the savannas of Africa. Animals galloping at fast speed, and I keep up with the animals. It's so natural, it's so easy. I feel at one with nature. With one thought, I fly to the great pyramids below me, the sand all around. Oh, with one thought I fly into the clouds. Clouds all around. How beautiful it is to float within the clouds. With one thought, I come back. Come back. Into body. Come back into room. Thank you. So, on the carpet, off the carpet, on the carpet, what was all that about? Very subtle exercise. You're looking, you're connecting very subtly with the subconscious here. Have you ever had dreams where you're falling? You know, some of us have dreams when we're younger where you're falling. You see, what you're letting go of is very subtly your fear. There's nothing to hold on to. So on the carpet, off the carpet, we've had experiences where people have freaked out and said, I'm falling. Are you with me? So you've got to be very gentle with this process. What they're doing, they're subtly connecting. They're not holding on to anything to protect them, to support them. Are you with me? So it's a very subtle exercise. It's a very beautiful exercise. And sometimes some people, scary exercise. Because now there is nothing to hold on to. You're free without structure, without form. Make sense? Yeah? You see where we're going with this? So far so good? You guys are okay? Yeah? Alright. Last meditation in this section. So you'll see how it all comes together now. By the way, these exercises and this last exercise I'm going to do now, that's just preparing people. It's 2 days of just preparation and the main stuff comes after that. We're preparing people in soul consciousness, preparing people in bodilessness. Because that's what we say, right? There's a difference between meditation and yoga, isn't there? Meditation and yoga is not the same. I can meditate over a flower, I can meditate over a conversation, I can meditate over prayer, over mantras. Meditation just stabilizes the mind. But then yoga is a connection. So the first few days is the meditation part of it. Then the next 2 days, the session after, the meditation after these two, after this next one, then we get into the yoga part. Make sense? Yeah? All right. So, I bring my awareness to the center of the forehead. I, the soul, the energy, the consciousness. Aware of the body around me. And very gently, I float out of the body, just like that balloon that was floating upwards. I float out of the body, floating higher and higher. Oh, feels like a bird that's been uncaged. I float higher and higher. The houses and the trees getting smaller and smaller. I float higher and higher through the fluffy white clouds. I float higher and higher until I come out of the physical world. And I stop. And I look down at the world. What is a world? It is but a stage where souls come down and take costumes called bodies and play their parts in this huge drama that we call life. I've come out of this drama. I've come out of this world. Looking down at the world. Now just like the sun radiates light onto the planet, I, the soul, radiate light. Exactly the same as I did before where I was radiating light through the body. Now I radiate light, white light, a peaceful energy are radiated into the planet. And it flows into the world. Feel it flow and expand into the world. And everyone who experiences this light becomes very still, very quiet, very gentle. The light goes from soul to soul, city to city, as whole communities become very still, absorbed in the light. Light goes from country to country until all the souls in the world are absorbed in a very peaceful energy. The light flows under the earth, it flows under the ground, and as it does, it begins to heal Mother Nature. Mother Nature is so tired, so tired. And slowly she begins to calm down and smile. The light flows into the oceans and the seas, cleansing and healing the water. The light flows into the forests and the trees. Nature becomes alive, vibrating in light. Animals become gentle in the experience of the light. Man, nature and animals come together as one family. One family. As the world is restored to what it once was. A beautiful and peaceful paradise. For a few moments. I hold on to this experience. Gently. Do you see where this journey went? Do you see where we went from the first set of exercise into soul the second set of exercises taking people into the experience of bodilessness. Make sense? Do you see where this is going? Yeah? Okay, so again, I want you just to get up and stretch your arms, please. This is quite intense work. You are consistently working the muscle from different perspectives. So please stretch. Stretch your back, stretch your shoulders. Have some water. Rub your face if it helps. If you need some fresh air, get some fresh air. Because this is a bhati, we've made it a little bit more intense. We're generally 7-8 exercises per session. But I think it'll be quite useful. You okay, Prince Ben? So far, it's just been meditation. And now the work begins, Yuri. Now we step into the yoga phase. Yeah? So one of the things that we do before we begin this exercise is, you know, often we say home and we speak about golden orange light. Well, not everyone can tune into golden orange light. So we have a Shivala picture and we just, you know, we say, look, you may be able to tune into golden orange, but here's an example of what you may want to experiment with. Yeah? So don't assume people can connect with colors. It's not always the case. Some of us can. I'm not a huge visual person. Some can't. Yeah? Okay. Ready to go? Yeah? I'll just wait till brother gets back. Are you okay? Would you like me to go ahead? Okay. You good to go? Yeah? Okay. So I bring my awareness to the center of the forehead. I, the soul, the energy, the essence, aware of the body around me. And with one thought, I leave the body. And with one thought, I fly out of the world. Looking down at the world that is below me. This time I float higher, a little higher and higher, the world below me getting smaller and smaller. I fly past the coolness of the moon. I fly past the warmth of the sun, floating higher and higher, until I enter a region of space where all around me is a sea of golden orange light. It's like I'm in an ocean of light. the silence is so sweet, so gentle. The atmosphere is so kind. The vibrations are so healing, so soft, so still. I feel very safe here. Very safe, very protected from any thoughts that can harm me. From anything that can hurt me. I feel so safe. This place is very familiar to me. I know this place. I feel comfortable. I feel safe. It feels like home. Very sacred, peaceful home. Gently, gently, I bring my awareness back to body, back to room. Thank you. Home. So when I use the word home from now on, please don't go into your countries, okay? This is home now, okay? I will use the word home. Okay, put your seatbelts on. So I bring my awareness to the center of the forehead. The essence, the soul, the consciousness. With one thought, leave this body and go to my home, the region of light. What sweet, sacred silence. My home is so welcoming. The vibrations are so kind, so soft, so easy. I feel very safe. Very protected. In my home. In God's home. In home of soul. I feel like I belong here. Now with one thought, I bring my awareness back to body, but I take take this time, I take the consciousness of the body to the outside world, the busy, noisy world. And what do I see? I see a lot of movement, a lot of noise. People rushing around. No time to be still. Or to really be with themselves. It's as if they've forgotten who they are. And where they're from. There's a tiredness about people. People are tired. The world is tired. And with one thought, I leave this tired world. And go back to my home. Ah, the contrast is so profound. My home feels still, silent. It feels so gentle. So welcoming. So sweet. Okay? Yeah? So you would have noticed that how we've progressed as students from soul and buttons and expansion, and all of a sudden, with one thought, you're in your home. Slowly, slowly, capacity building, slowly, slowly. Okay, let's go. This is the last meditation, the third section. Yeah. So I bring my awareness to the center of the forehead. I, the soul, the essence, with one thought, leave the body and go to my home. The region of light. My home feels so safe, so sacred. So gentle. I feel as if I belong here. It feels so natural. So easy. Now, with one thought, I bring my consciousness, bring my awareness back into body. And again, I take my whole body awareness outside, into the busy, noisy world. A world where people are rushing around, they don't know what stillness is. They've forgotten who they are or where they're from. I can feel their tiredness. I can feel the heaviness of the atmosphere. Now, with one thought, I leave this heavy world and go back to my home. Oh, the contrast. My home is so still, so gentle. Silence is so sweet. It feels so safe. But this time in my home, I become aware of other little points of light, little sparkling stars. Similar to myself, scattered around the home. A voice awakens from within. A voice awakens from within and says, "Do you know who these sparkling stars are?" There are souls waiting to go down into the world, take on costumes and play their parts. They are souls. They are part of your family of souls. They are your brothers. We are many, but we are one. We are one in our stillness. We are one in our silence. We are one in our purity. We are one in our softness. We are one in our kindness. are one in our gentleness. It feels beautiful to be with my family. We are souls. We are peace. We are souls. We are peace. I am a soul. I am peace. I am a soul. I am peace. I am a soul. Pure and simple. Pure and simple. I enjoy being in my home, in God's home, in a home of soul, for a few moments. I become still in this experience. Gently, gently, I bring my awareness back. Back to body, back to room. Thank you. Soul, bodilessness, and home. Now, I know it wasn't planned this way, but there is God left, and I don't know if we have time to do God. It's another 20 minutes. But you see, we're heading because as we, there are many little points of light, but then there is one point that we connect with. So, I don't know, Bharati, what you want to do. We can just end it here. I'm happy to end it. Or if you want, we can carry on for a few more. If people want to, it's totally up to you. And if you don't feel obliged, if you want to carry on, put your hands. If you feel you know it's enough or you have other plans, that's also fine. Now or never. Do you see where we're going? Do you like where we're going? Is it useful? Yeah? I just hope maybe it gives you an idea on how to work with students maybe a little differently. Just an experimentation. This last session, now it gets powerful. Now bear in mind that the third set of homework that we give people, they'll be doing 15-15, now the third homework on this day, at the end of day three, is bodiless drills. So I'll say to them, session's finished there, and I'll say, right, I'll catch them off guard, some will be sitting here, some will be sitting, and I'll say, stop, don't move, don't move, don't move. In 1 second, go to your home now, go and stabilize. And all of a sudden they're there. I keep them there for 10 seconds, 15 seconds. I say, okay, come back down now. And I say, that's a bodiless drill. Minimum 20 times, 15 seconds, nothing. The first 2 days they're used to doing slightly harder ones, and so by the time they've done the third day, they're ready for the fourth day, which is God. They've done enough bodiless drills to make them aware of God. Yeah. So you have to leave? Yeah, sure. Sorry, what would you like me to do? You want me to hold on? Okay. Sure. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's make some magic now. So I bring my awareness to the center of the forehead. I, the soul, the energy, with one thought, leave this body and go to my home. The region of light. The region of silence. Very sweet silence. In my home, I become aware of many little points of light scattered all around. However, there is one light that draws my attention. There is one light that is different. And as my attention goes towards this light, I find myself automatically being drawn towards this light without any effort of my own, as if the light is pulling me closer and closer towards itself. I find myself getting closer and closer and closer. As I get close, I realize that this is no ordinary light. This is the light of the divine. And as I get really close, the divine greets me with his light. Light, white light, flows from the divine, it flows towards me. It flows into me. It flows through me. It flows around me. The light surrounds me. It embraces me. The light is so gentle. The light is so kind. So healing. This light, this healing energy, as deep within. Into my heart space. Into my feeling space. And any tightness that I have within. It's as if God's hand, His light, is softly stroking away any tightness, any heaviness within. My heart slowly becomes lighter. Softer. Filled with light. Absorbed in love. Gently. Gently. I bring my awareness back. Back. Back in the body. Back into room. Thank you. Those of you who work in Muslim countries, so those of you who work in Islamic countries, Awatif, at that point, I use this point where I use Nur, Allah's Nur, His light is flowing in, softly stroking, healing. So I don't, you know, use Nur a lot. Are you familiar with the word Nur? If I were to use the word Nur, you would understand? Yeah? Sorry, I'm so used to saying Allah, Allah's Nur, His light, that I'm going to switch to God here. Okay, because if I were to use the word Allah, would that be okay? You'd be okay with that? Because I'm just so used to, I guess, saying that in front of a Muslim audience. Okay, so there is one meditation that I'm removing. Okay, there's one meditation that I'm removing simply because of time. But in that meditation, what happens is that I connect with the divine as my friend. And so there's a series of conversations, affirmations that you have with your friend. Yeah? But we won't have time for that for another time. But we'll work on the remaining two meditations. So in this meditation, we're going to do something very similar. Again, go home, connect with the divine. And again, His light coming into the heart, healing the heart, softening the heart. But then something very interesting is going to happen. The heart and the mind are going to have a conversation. Okay? I will guide you through, but take your consciousness into the heart. You will be the heart speaking to the mind. Make sense? You will be the heart speaking to the mind. Okay? So I bring my awareness to the center of the forehead. I, the soul, I, the essence, prepare to journey. So I, the soul, I, the essence, prepare to journey. With one thought, I leave the body and go to my home in front of the light of the divine. I feel his nur, his light, bathing the soul. Bathing the soul in very healing, kind and peaceful energy. I feel saturated in his nur, his light. His light surrounds me. It embraces me. The light respects me. The light respects me. Light is gentle. The light is kind. Light is very soft. This light, this nur, flows deep within. Feel God's hand stroking the heart, softening the heart, gently, tenderly. And with every stroke, the heart becomes softer and softer. Totally relaxed, totally still. Totally peaceful. I take my consciousness into the heart, and the heart and mind begin a dialogue. I, the heart, say to the mind, "Hey mind, I love you." Everything will be okay. I love you. And everything so far has been good. It's brought us to this point of understanding. And everything will be better now. It will be better. I love you. You and I, heart and mind, are one of the same. That over time have become separated. We are one. We are love. We are one. Heart and mind in union. I, the soul, experience very sweet silence. Very slowly, the divine draws me closer and closer and closer. I become very still. No thought. The divine surgeon about to begin his work. He says to me, "Be still, child. Be still." I get very close to him. Very close. I feel his vibration deeply penetrating the soul. Be still now. Be still. No thought. Be still. We have 5 minutes left. Banishment. Okay. Last meditation. Okay. Let's make this magical. So. I take my consciousness outside now. To that space of greenery you first went to in your early meditation. I find myself walking on soft grass. I hear the song of the birds around me. I look up at the sky. The sky is golden orange in color, just like my home. And in the sky, I see the light of the divine looking down at me, ever present, ever watchful. And from up above, light flows down. It flows down towards me. A canopy of light flows over me. It flows over my right shoulder, my left shoulder. The light flows behind me and in front of me. The light surrounds me. The light vibrates into my hair, my nails, and my skin. It vibrates into my body, and starting at my feet, the light starts flowing up my legs, my stomach, vibrating up my chest, up to my forehead, and it stimulates either soul. It stimulates either soul. And in turn, either soul vibrate white light that flows down the spinal column, flows into all my vertebra, my skeleton, the whole body is vibrating in light. The light now expands beyond the body into this space of greenery around me. And in this space of greenery, I emerge all the people from my life, my loved ones, my dear ones, and maybe someone or some people I'm having a difficult time with. And I share my light with everyone. We all become absorbed in light. Any hardness, any bitterness just melts away. Absorbed in light. Oneness fills the atmosphere. The energy of peace vibrating all around. We are one family. One family. And everyone experiences their original state of vibration. And it feels beautiful. Gently. Gently. I bring my awareness back to body, back to room. Thank you. Sorry, the last bit is a little bit rushed. We were short for time. Could have done for another 10-15 minutes, but you see where we've gone, and quite deep, reasonably deep for those that are new. We've prepared somewhat of a pack with some of these commentaries, these audios. Now, I'm not going to be able to give it to you individually, so I will pass on whatever material we have to Parthivan. Yeah? Pratibha, sorry. I'll pass on the material to Pratibha, and then, you know, she'll disseminate it. It'll be a lot easier than me taking individual emails and names down. Was that useful? Yeah, I hope it's given you some ideas and how to be a bit more creative in your meditation as you work with your students. Great. Thank you all. Thank you.